Okay, good to go, Jess.
All right.
Thanks,
good
partner.
Morning, one. Happy Tuesday. We are here to discuss the new FMLA CFRA calculation change. It's going to be a big deal for all of us, as the way we used to process leave of absences will now be adjusted slightly. But this training will help us navigate those changes through what we will be now looking at for every leave of absence and how to code those and input them into Presagia. For the most part, the Presagia will be limited changes, but for us to better understand what the change is and what it looks like on paper, we devised a presentation to give you those visuals and a reference guide for those Presagia changes. So Wendy will kind of introduce us all to the changes, and we will progress through how they look, and then we will go through the Presagia changes as they are transitioned into the system and how you will see them as a leave case manager. All right, Wendy.
All right, Jess, take me to the next slide, please. Jess, are you doing the slide?
Yeah, which slide do you see? I'm sorry, I'm on the second page now.
I am seeing the change of calculation program components.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So change of calculation program components. Effective January 1st, 2022, the County of Ventura will be changing the way it establishes the eligibility of protective leaves. We will be transitioning from the 12-month calendar year method to the rolling 12-month period measured back calculation method. Between November 1st, 2021 and December 31st, 2021, the county will apply whichever calculation method affords the greatest benefit to the employee. So we'll start off by reviewing the transition. I'll be reviewing the transition of the rolling 12-month calculation method and what that will look like for us. Example one. This will be the easiest example of the scenarios, and it is as follows. An employee requests to begin FMLA CFRA leave on March 1st, 2022. Looking backward to March 1st, 2021, the employee has used no FMLA during the 12-month period. Since no FMLA was taken during the 12-month look back, the employee has a balance of the full 12 weeks that can be utilized for any qualifying event. The second example, an employee requests to begin FMLA CFRA leave on March 7th, 2022. Looking backward to March 7th, 2021, the employee used 4 weeks of FMLA in April 2021 and 4 weeks in May 2021 for a total of 8 weeks over that 12-month period. Since the employee used 8 weeks during the 12-month look back period, they currently have a remaining entitlement of 4 weeks. 8 weeks which were used plus the 4 available weeks will equal the 12-week entitlement. An additional 4 weeks will become available in May 2022 and followed by another 4 in June of 2022. This is because as the months go by, the rolling method will shift the months that are included in the look back as shown on the right. So if we shift the arrow to be above the month of May, April is no longer included. Same with June. If evaluating as of June, both April and May are no longer included. Therefore, the weeks previously used in 2021 drop off and become available as the months progress in 2022. The transition method and what the 60-day transition period will be. The 60-day transition period will begin November 1st and go through December 31st of 2021. During this time frame, for any employee requesting FMLA, with the request having a start date of November 1st or later, they will be evaluated under the method that is of greater benefit to the employee. So either the 12-month calendar method or the new rolling 12-month calculation. Most employees will have greater benefit utilizing the rolling 12-month calculation method. Except where prohibited by state law, leave taken under state statutes will run concurrently with FMLA leave. Situations in which leave does not run concurrently are examples such as PDL, where CFRA separates to become available for baby bonding, or qualifying events that fall under the CFRA expansion, such as the care of siblings, grandparents, grandchildren, or registered domestic partners. Leaves moving forward. So as previously discussed, the transition period of November 1st through December 31st, the leaves will be evaluated under whichever method is of greater benefit to the employee. For leaves already taken or approved, if an employee is currently on an approved leave, the leave will continue as is through the approved and certified period. No additional action will be needed for these employees. Possible action may involve leaves which end on December 31st. So if a medical certification currently includes an end date beyond December 31st, the leave will need to be evaluated for the remaining dates. Now that we will be utilizing the 12-month calculation, December 31st will no longer be considered a cutoff date. For those situations, Jess and I will be providing a report for leaves set to end on December 31st. To review if the dates provided go beyond December 31st. If they do go beyond, so if we currently have medical certifications that go beyond December 31st, those will need to be evaluated for continued eligibility.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy. So as that was described, the Presagia system will now be slightly different than where we're usually see as we process leaves into the system. Well, what it actually is for us is almost the same exact way we enter a new case. So for a reference, here is a quick guide on how to enter the case. We will be providing these slideshows to you, and this one perhaps comes with a short video to explain the instructions to the left. So as we progress into the case, we will request a leave. It will be on its own merit. So in this case, it's going to be medical. So happens to be an illness. So we process it per normal. We will adjust the dates as they have been entered or requested. So everything is about the same still as what we're normally processing. So in this case, we choose November 8th to the 28th. Everything still is the same. Dates will carry over per the normal situation. We will enter how we received the request. In this case, it'll be requested and uploaded. We will upload our request form. And the system will process the leave and kind of take its own calculation to say exactly what's happening. So we requested a leave, it's gone through, and now it's going to go to the eligibility portion. In some instances, we do have that auto eligibility, which is the case here, but we see that the system looked back the past 12 months, and see that no weeks were used in those past 12 weeks. So this is very much similar to the first example that we provided you. A person requests a leave, we look back the 12 months, and we see that no leave was taken previously. So just like the example, this employee is eligible for the full 12 weeks entitlement. To get a little bit more details into this process, same exact example, but we wanted to reflect what now shows into Presagia. So in example one that we gave, we looked back from March 1st, 2021, because the date of request is the March 1st, 2022. We see that the system calculated its entitlement and it should match what the look back period is. So employee has used 0 weeks in the past 1 year between March 1st in February 2022 and has the full 12-week entitlement. This is something that is automatically going to be done by Presagia. So if the person has a leave case, it will pick up, and if it is within that 12-month period, it will reduce the entitlement accordingly. So this is something that you will not have to do on manually, or you will not have to calculate the remaining 12 weeks. Presagia will do this calculation for us and will confirm once we process the eligibility and entitlement. Since this was the easy one, what happens if they do have a leave within that 12 months? Well, just like example two previously described, we look back from the March 7th, 2021 date to coincide with the request. We see that this one is different. In the same case, the employee took 4 weeks previously in April and 4 weeks again the following month. So in this case, Presagia calculated that the employee has used 8 weeks total between March 7th of the last year, looking back the 12 months. So again, when we confirm eligibility in Presagia, it will give us the calculation of what has been used and what will be remaining. So the entitlement shows the weeks used. The remaining entitlement is going to be above where it shows what the leave policy is. So we see that this employee, just as we described earlier, has a remaining balance of 4 weeks. And as Wendy described, as the date progresses and entitlement is regained, Presagia will do that calculation and provide a work list item letting you know that this employee has gained entitlement. So it doesn't always have to be that it's going to match exactly. If this employee in this example returned to work and did not have any additional leave of absence, this employee would gain 4 weeks in April of 2022, another 4 weeks in the following month. As the employee works, he is gaining entitlement back. So if this employee took a full year with no additional leave, then on this request, the following year, this employee will regain the full 12 weeks because of the fact that he now progressed through the total of the 12 weeks to now have the full 12 months to have the full 12-week entitlement. It is a mouthful, and the kind of benchmark of the beginning date will set the 12-month look-back period, but Presagia, in its kind of knowledge, will do that calculation for us. The leave of absence operations that we normally do will remain about the same. The inclusion of the work list item of regaining entitlement will be the extra work list item that we don't necessarily see. We have seen them on those individuals that maybe gain their full year of service to now be eligible. So if you've seen that work list item in which an employee was out on a leave of absence before they had actually were eligible for FMLA entitlement, we have seen already those work list items that say that this employee is now eligible and a recalculation will be due. That work list item is exactly the one that we'll see going forward. That is the end of that part of the Presagia one. Now, because of the fact that it is a lot, we will be having that 60-day transition from November to December, and effective January 1, we will now be going through all leave of absence toward the look-back method. Do we have any questions or any kind of points of clarity that you may need?
I don't see anything in the chat yet, Jess, so I'll keep an eye to it. If people do have questions and want to throw them in there in real time, I can certainly let you know that too.
Excellent. For those of you that have access to the testing system, we are currently in the testing mode for the look back. So if you do have any kind of specific questions or would like to look at what the new system will be going forward in November, you could use the testing environment. Presagia still is updating the test environment. So it is not 100% as it would be in production, but it does give you a good idea of how the leave of absences will be processed in Presagia with the new look backs calculation method. Again, the way that we enter it is per our normal operation. We just have a few more points of detail to kind of look through when we are processing the leaves and the same letters and determination letters, anything that is produced through Presagia will have this calculation embedded. So it will produce the amounts that is eligible for or entitled. So there is no change on that end. After this change, we will be looking to update all of our documentation. So if your agency is using the new logo, reach out to us so we could update those. I do have some already in mind. So we'll be all good to go for the year 2022 with new logos, new documentation, and it'll be kind of a turn of a new year where we do not have to do the recertification. We just have to worry about moving forward. Excellent. Well, I don't see any questions either. So either we were really, really clear, or there's lots of questions and no one is willing to kind of go through the first question.
You got it all clear.
I think so, right? I'll just let you know on some of the questions that I had when I was kind of researching this. How does it work that if an employee has an intermittent within the look back, and it's going to be the same? So as Wendy suggested, the 31st is no longer your cutoff period. That being said, in this new method, if an employee requests an intermittent leave November going forward, we will still review them, give them the best entitlement that they require. So if it is within the 8 weeks left in this month, and that's what they get. If it's the 12-month look back, then we could approve that based on the merits of the medical certification, and we do not have to end it on the 31st. It will be processed under that medical certification in accordance to the doctor's wishes of the frequency and duration. And it will move forward in time, almost in real time, because now that employee will regain the entitlement as dates they previously were absent peel off. So those new intermittent ones will be ran exactly the same, but now we don't have to approve it until the 31st and then recert. It will go through in accordance to the medical certification.
And I think I would just add to that, Jess, is that, you know, the one thing we would encourage all of you who are looking at this. So again, the methodology on November 1st is that you have to go, you know, you have to make the comparative of which is going to be most beneficial to the employee. And that is going to be the way you have to do it from November 1st through December 31st. And then, of course, January 1st, it automatically becomes just the look back. But I think it's really important in that 60 days. If you have individuals who are going out on leave at that point, or you have somebody whose leave is rolling into that window of time, I strongly suggest that you run those cases through Jess and Wendy to be sure that there is no hiccup in that little transitional period. I think it's going to be really, really important that that we're making sure the correct notifications are going out, and that the application during that point is really critical to this particular transitional phase. So, and I think we have high confidence right now. As Jess noted, we've been doing the testing systems. He spent, I think, almost all day in it yesterday. But is that we have every, you know, belief that this will be seamless, but there's always the possibility anytime you change something within a system, there might be a hiccup or a little thing that comes up that we're going to see sort of present itself in real time as people are beginning to process these leaves. So I do think it's important that we're all sort of looking at these within the 60-day window in exactly the same way. So I really, really strongly encourage that during the 60-day transition, which is the November 1st through December 31st, that if you have questions about how you should process this, where you have to be looking at both forms of methodology and determining what's best for the employee, that information is, you know, that you run those through Jess and Wendy to be sure that you're confident that you have the correct information. So, and it looks like maybe there's one question that did come up into the chat as well. So one of the questions was, how much leave do I have available? Calculate their entitlement starting on January 1, 2022.
Yes, that is correct. So beginning January 1, the how much leave do I have available will be active in the look back. One thing to note is that the how much leave do I have is a tool to help you calculate. One thing that I have noticed in kind of like just a couple of cases that I've been reviewing is if a case is updated and you are processing that new case, but have a question about maybe a potential leave in the future, the system does have to kind of calculate what has been used already and will estimate what will be used. So it's still an estimation tool. So it depends on the cases that are already in effect. So if leave is in November and we use that case, the how much leave do I have available today, it may not show that the time was used because we have not reached November yet. So just it is a great tool to kind of get a snapshot of potentially what is available, but you do have to remember that if the absences have not been calculated or approached yet, it may not be counting that time in its calculation when it gives you that readout. So it will be used for sure. And it will be, like I said, it's a good tool, but I do want to make that kind of point that if a leave is in the future or hasn't approached yet, it may not be calculating that time. I have also added, you know, just for your FYI, I guess, for your information, kind of a description of FMLA methods. It does have a description of the method that we had, which was the 12-month, and the method that we will be using. It does provide another example, very similar to the examples we have, but it does kind of read out on how to process the case when the leave has already been used within that 12 months and what the readout is. So for your references, everyone, if you do have a question, maybe an employee says, like, how does it, you know, affect my leaves or what's going on? This is a good reference paper just to kind of refer to if you're describing it to an employee. And again, the slides will be available for everyone so we could have more kind of examples as a reference.
And I think we were talking about, so I just want to make sure that the group is aware. So I think we will forward we will both email, because of the importance of this particular change, we'll email the reference documents as well as placing those on the intranet for everyone so that you have the information available to you in multiple locations as you begin to sort of process through things. So somebody said it'll be interesting to see the feedback of those employees who are used to having their FMLA, CFRA being automatically reset on the next year. Yes, I think that's probably true that for, you know, it's a change for everyone. Part of the reason, though, that the law sort of puts us in this position of, we hope at the end of this week, the letter will go out, the all-employee letter. The law requires 60 days of notification to employees. for those very reasons, that it gives people an opportunity. It's enough advance notice to understand sort of what the implications are as you sort of traverse from one methodology to another. So for individuals who are, you know, accustomed to the re-up, if you will, automatically every new year, this will be a change for them. But, you know, I think there's, as a general rule, this methodology is one that is really the most widely used methodology through all industries, public and private. It has benefit really to all of the stakeholders in that it resets really based on the specific needs of that employee. And I think for those of you out there who are the ones who do this hard work, the idea that you do not also have year-end recertification is that is a huge opportunity to not have to generate all of that work rolling into the new year, and instead will allow you to take that effort and apply it in real time to each employee, you know, the person who goes out in April, the person who goes out in June, the person who goes out in October, and each person will be dealt with sort of in a customized way to what their specific needs are. And I think that's certainly probably more valuable use of everyone's time, and it's certainly more efficient for both the employee and for those of you who are processing the leave. So just the idea that you do not have to deal with the recertification at the end of this December, I think is really great. So next question, just so I understand correctly, for those leaves of absence starting during the transition period, we are encouraged to seek guidance from Jess or Wendy on which method is most beneficial for the employee. Yes, I think, you know, we would ask really that in this transition period that you are, you're making your best guess at what you think you would do. And then just verify, hey, I'm going to do this. Do you agree with that? I think it's important. It's a good opportunity for us all to be sure we're on the same page. Are you generating the right notices through Presagia? So I think it's just to sort of vet out the, I have a person, this is my understanding. Do you agree? You know, is that this will be an opportunity to make sure we all feel really confident that we're doing it exactly right. And it will be an opportunity sort of for, I think, a teaching and learning for everyone on both sides to make sure everything is working exactly as we anticipate that it will be and it should be. That's just a good checks and balances. So I'm not trying to overload Jess and Wendy, but I think, as I said, the request would be that you're kind of coming with your recommendation, then they can take a peek at it and make sure it looks like it's working exactly as we thought that it should. And that's not to say if you don't have any leaves in, you know, November or December, and you don't get a new one till February, and it's your first one, and you're not sure, by all means, always, they're always here to help. So, but, you know, I think it's particularly incumbent upon us that we must have this transitional period needs to be reflective that we've evaluated both methods and the employee is getting the method that is most beneficial. So probably best to just have a couple different minds looking at that simultaneously. The funny part about today's DAM meeting is that I thought it would be one of our longest because I thought people would have so many questions, and instead we may ultimately end up being one of our shortest. So we just thought there would be many more questions since it is such a big change, but it seems like people are fairly clear on things, at least at the moment. So I'll give it another minute or two to see if there's anything. Most likely, we'll send out the emails to everyone with the PowerPoint after tomorrow. And so those who couldn't be here today will be here tomorrow, and we'll see if there's any questions that come up during that session that we think are of particular importance to share back with the group. You never know when somebody stumps you with a question that you didn't think of. That'll give us an opportunity to kind of work through those things as well. All right. Well, I'm hoping people are at a minimum, at least enthusiastic out there that you don't have to do the recertification at the end of the year. So so I'm really hopeful that this little 60-day transition is ultimately going to be long-term, a huge benefit to all of you from a workflow process. So I hope you are as enthusiastic about it as we are, and that we think this is just still, we really do think this is going to be the best outcome for everyone, really. So it's fundamentally a very big change for the county. And I just want to say on the record, thank you to everyone. And we've had a lot of collaborative discussions with lots of different folks as it relates to this. In particular, on my group, Jess has done a lot of work to make this possible and to coordinate this with Presagia. So thank you for that, Jess. And I think if there's anything else, then it seems like folks seem pretty confident in things. We will get you the email with everything. We'll go out tomorrow, and then we will post it onto the intranet as well. And obviously, we're here if you need us. I would much rather that people are over asking questions in the next few months than not asking at all. There will be weird things that are going to happen. As just noted, some of the intermittence and those things may have some complications. So please, don't be shy. It's going to be to everyone's best benefit that we get this right from the start. And then once we do, it will be, I think, very easy for everyone moving forward to process it. So, all right. So I think with that, session one is done. Ken, anything that wasn't covered on the benefits piece that you want to share or you think you're good to?
I'm sorry I was a little late joining, so I'm just getting the tail end of it, but I'm sure it went well. And I looked at the slideshow, I thought it was great. So there's nothing I need to add. Courtney, is there anything that I missed that you think is worth mentioning?
No, nope, nothing on my end.
Terrific. All right, everyone. Well, we appreciate your attendance, and we look forward to hearing from you once you start putting this in practice live and in person.